Professor Simon Jackman is the Chief Executive of the US Studies Centre at Sydney University. For 7 years, to 2016, he was one of the principal investigators of the American National Election Studies, the world's longest-running and most authoritative survey of political behaviour and attitudes. I spoke with Professor Jackman a short time ago. Professor Jackman, you've just returned from the United States. What struck you about the campaign?
What struck me was the way that Donald Trump was trying to revive Republican enthusiasm in this last week of the campaign, making up for the fact that over the bulk of the campaign, Democrats have expressed way more enthusiasm about these midterm elections than Republicans. And the issue is Donald Trump was emphasizing to do that, not emphasizing the strong state of the U.S. economy at the moment, something that he could take some credit for, but instead going to issues that play really, really well to the Republican base, such as immigration.
Mr. Trump is not up for election yet. This is very much being touted as a referendum on his 2 years in office. Given that midterm results tend to go against sitting presidents, how do you think this vote will go?
It's interesting. It cuts two ways. One is he is extraordinarily popular among the Republican base and, you know, indeed has a 90% approval rating among Republicans. On the other hand, that just mobilizes, making it about him, mobilizes Democrats. But it's midterm elections are all about turnout and mobilizing your base. So I understand why Trump would inject himself right into the heart of this election. It's sort of the card, the best card he's got to play in terms of solving this turnout problem for Republicans this cycle.
As you've mentioned, he's ramped up the rhetoric on the migrant caravan. There was the mass shooting at a synagogue. Weeks ago, there was the prolonged controversy over the appointment of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court and attacks on the media. How important are all those issues now with voters?
They all play very, very well to the Republican base. And indeed, the turning point for Republicans was really the Kavanaugh nomination and the controversy around that. That's when it seemed like Republicans started to get interested in these midterm elections again, and that Democrats weren't just going to sail off with control of the House of Representatives. And I think at that point, the Republican strategy came into clear focus. Go after those issues that play well among our base and try and get our people back out to the polls in a bit of a save the furniture sort of strategy that may even turn out to be more than that. There's an outside chance Republicans could even retain control of the House.
The former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd says a wounded president might be the world's worst nightmare, that Mr. Trump might become more extreme. What do you think of that view?
I think there's something to that, but there's also something to the view that if he retains control, we get an emboldened version of Trump, sort of a Trump unleashed. If despite everything that's happened, despite carrying a 40% approval rating for the bulk of his first two years as president, his party still retains control of both houses of Congress. I think we see an emboldened, unleashed Trump. So I think either way, I think we, you know, prepare for a sort of, if you will, a more extreme version. The institutions kick in though. I think if the Democrats take one chamber, and that is, you know, the power of the House to investigate and to slow down the legislative agenda, you know, that puts a brake on Trump. And so that will sort of counteract, I think, this Rudd thesis about sort of Trump being emboldened and being a more unleashed version of himself should he be rebuffed.
The former Democrat President Barack Obama has been out campaigning in recent days, not mentioning Mr. Trump by name, but accusing him of fear-mongering. And he says that this is the most important vote in his lifetime, even more important, the elections he contested. What do you think of that?
I don't know about that. It is certainly an incredibly important midterm. The levels of interest in this and what's at stake, I think, are enormously pressing this cycle. It's rare for one party to retain control of the White House and the two houses of Congress. And indeed, you know, we're talking about a president that was not elected with a majority of the popular vote. There's been questions around, you know, if you will, his legitimacy. And mistake style he's brought to the presidency as well and the controversy around his policy. So indeed, you know, this is an incredibly important midterm. I'm not sure it's the most important election of Barack Obama's lifetime, but certainly it's the most watched and the most intense midterm election of my adult life.
And these results will also be important in determining boundaries for the next presidential election. And that's something that you know a lot about. Can you explain why?
Oh, Sam, you've nailed it. This is what's happening with the governor's races in particular out there in the states. As we get 2020, the US will have a census, and on the back of that census, they will redraw district lines for the next decade. And a lot of state governors control that process. And who the partisanship of the governor in many, many states will in part determine what sort of party is advantaged by the lines. Now, historically, Republicans have been doing very well out of this process in recent decades. And one thing that's at stake that Democrats are acutely aware of is that getting back control of a few of those state houses means they get control of redistricting, and that gives them a leg up with congressional races, not this cycle or even in 2020, but 22, 24, 26 and beyond. And that's incredibly important. Democrats are at a huge disadvantage this cycle precisely because they're contesting districts that have been drawn by Republicans that favor Republicans big time, so much so that Democrats are going to need something like 53, 54, 55% of the vote to win back control of Congress. And Democrats would love to be able to change that.
And that's Professor Simon Jackman, the Chief Executive of the US Studies Centre at Sydney University.